It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Facebook is rolling out new features for dealing with online bullies. They're trying to tackle real social problems in an electronic social environment. That attempt at balancing the real and the digital happens a lot in technology and society and literature. The Terrible Privacy of Maxwell Sim is a new novel about a man who's on Facebook, has email, sends texts, but has very few actual human relationships. The book's author is Jonathan Coe.
Maxwell Sim is a man who is very isolated, really, in his personal relations, despite the fact that, modern technology surrounds him with ostensibly more versatile means to communicate than ever before.
Why write a book about a character who is so alone?
You know, I wanted to find a way of addressing this question of do all these new methods of communication, can they help someone to connect if in his ordinary life, up until this point, he's found that difficult? Maxwell really asks a bit too much of these technologies, I would say. He thinks that they're going to make him the kind of person who finds it easier to relate to people. And of course, they don't do that. In fact, they just have the effect for him of intensifying his feeling of loneliness, because there's nothing more guaranteed to make you feel lonely than the kind of things that happen to him, like coming back from a 3-week trip and finding that, you know, he has 137 emails in his inbox, but 136 of them are spam.
Do you think that the technology that we use to communicate and to connect with other people, does it isolate Max or ourselves?
The conclusion I came to after writing the novel, if I came to a conclusion at all, was that what we do online is a more or less exact reflection of what we do offline. But it does throw up some interesting questions and some interesting paradoxes, because one of the things we're enabled to do when we go online is to create new identities for ourselves. And this is one of the things Maxwell does. In order to get closer to his wife, he joins an internet message board that she frequents, and he creates an online identity for himself, a female identity, and is astonished to find that very quickly he becomes closer to her through this means than he ever was in 12 years of marriage. And he's profoundly shocked by this realization, really, that she can feel more for someone who doesn't exist than she does for her own husband. I did think that with this book, I was touching on a theme which affects all of us, and which, you know, novelists like myself are only just beginning to get to grips with, really, because human relationships are inevitably going through a profound change in the light of these new technologies. And that change has really just started in the last 15 or 20 years. And not only is that going to affect how we live our lives in the future, but it's also going to affect how we write novels and how we tell stories.
Jonathan Coe, author of The Terrible Privacy of Maxwell Sim. Two big events today. The iPad 2 goes on sale, and South by Southwest, the ultra-trendy technology and music festival, opens in Austin. Now, imagine you're a hipster at South by Southwest. Fedora, big black Ira glass eyeglasses, ennui-stricken facial expression, you got it going on. But you're carrying the old iPad? Come on, that's so March 10th, 2011. Good news, little hipster. Apple has set up a temporary iPad 2 store in Austin for the duration of the festival. Phew, crisis averted. Thanks, opportunistic marketing. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.